those brothers and sisters there, see that they're either children of Joseph by a previous marriage, or brother and sisters used in a much broader way in this culture and this language. But you see, the Lord is restricted by our lack of faith. He couldn't do, you know, he was not able. Of course, he's able to do anything, but I mean, in the normal, our lack of faith stops him. I'm going to do the psalm, but what was David's sin? Why was God so disturbed with him? What did he want to do that was so bad? You see, when you read the Bible, you got to stop and say, what did this guy do that was so bad? Lord, show me. Otherwise, it's la-di-da, every day I read the Bible, but nothing happens. You understand? So then you got to say, what happened here? Well, I think it's a question of control. You know, in this part of the world at that time, and even in this time, people don't count and get control over everything. You know, I got a lot of good guys around. If we're going to have a fight, I can call them all up and off we'll go. I don't have to get how many males are here and how many males are there. Control. Leave the control to God. And so that it was serious. I am going to take control. And so I think that was David's sin, you see. Now, I want to look at this Psalm 32 because it's so powerful. It starts off, the first word is blessed, ashrei. That's blessed are the poor. It's the same word, you see. Now, who's blessed? I know this is taxing this morning, but who's blessed? You see, why are they blessed? Well, in the Bible, sometimes the blessedness is just the gift of God. Blessed the people whose God is the Lord. They didn't do anything. God chose them. Blessed, ashrei. Sometimes it's blessed is he who obeys the Lord. And here, it's more like the first one. Ashrei, blessed, you see. The one, and now we're going to have all these words for sin and for forgiveness, you see. Blessed is the one whose rebellion is taken away, whose sin is covered over. Blessed the man to whom Adonai does not impute avon, sin, and in whose mouth there is no guile. How does that go with the other three? The other three, you see that blessed? The first three are blessed because God forgave. So blessed are you because God's acting on your behalf, right? And the last one is, and in whose mouth there is no guile. Now this word, ashrei, you know, this as I say, this is the Beatitudes, this is, you know, blessed are the poor, ashrei ha-navim. You see? And in whose spirit there is no guile. How does that go with the other ones? Well, the psalm goes on, you see, to point out what's wrong with us. I'm just going to go a little faster here. You see, I kept it secret and my frame was wasted. I groaned all day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up as by the summer's heat. But then I acknowledged my sin. My guilt I did not hide. I said, I will confess my offense to the Lord, and you, Lord, have forgiven me the guilt of my sin. So what's he saying? We're all liars. If we go around whistling Dixie, hoping God's not going to pay attention to our sin. In other words, this man's sickness came from unrepented sin. That's where it came from. And so, you see, who's the one with no guile? The one who confesses his sin openly, honestly to the Lord and receives his forgiveness. That's the person who can have confidence. Not because he's sinless, but because he's forgiven. And so, then the psalm, I lost my place, of course, goes on, so let every good man pray to you in time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. Do you see what he's doing? We talk about the new evangelization, right? Here's a guy doing the new evangelization. He has experienced God's forgiveness, and the first thing he does is tell everybody. He loves his people. He wants them to know this. You see what I mean? That's evangelization. And so the psalm goes on that way, you see. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule, unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. What's God got to do to us to get us to go where he wants us to go? Does he have to put a bit in our mouth and pull on the rein and get a whip and whack us? I mean, what? You see? Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him. See, we confess our sins when we trust the Lord. You see, so much duplicity in this world. Why does everybody have to get so dressed up all the time? Look so fancy all the time? They're lying. They're trying to look good outside, but they haven't confessed their sins. They haven't said, Hatati, I have sinned. Remember what David, when Gad went up to him, or it was Nathan. Nathan went up to him and said, let me tell you something. There was a guy, you know, rich fella. He's got a couple of hundred sheep. And there's a poor man down the street. He's got one little one. And he loves it and he feeds it. And a guest came to the rich man. So he went down and took the poor man's little sheep. And David said, that man's going to die. Or at least he's going to pay back fourfold what he did. What does Nathan say? That man is you. You took the wife of one of your most trusted lieutenants and had sex with her. And then to cover up when she got pregnant, you brought him home, you know, hoping he'd go sleep with his wife, and then, well, it must be my child. And, of course, he didn't. Now, whether he suspected something or whether he was just that loyal, and he's a Hittite, he's not even a Jew, you know, that loyal to the king, we don't know. The story is one of the masterful stories in the whole Bible, but we don't know. So then David had to cover up the very thing that this guy says, blessed is, you see. Blessed is the sin whose sin is forgiven, you know. Why? Because I confessed my sin. I acknowledged my sin. So, that man is you. And then he says, Hatati, I have sinned. It's a very beautiful psalm, isn't it? It's put here now because David repented of trying to be, you know, what we would call high control, you know? Not trusting God for anything. Now, you know, we have computers and we can control a lot more stuff than David could. But in that world, I got lots of guys. If there's a war, I'll call them up, and it'll be up to the Lord to inspire them to go out and fight. No, no, number them. I want to know just what I got. And then control is in my hands. Anyway, you get the idea. So that's why they take this psalm and put it there to help us understand what David did and why he is the beloved of the Lord. Because he's honest. And he throws himself on the mercy of the Lord.